Data science industry is ruling the world market right now. We all know that. And many folks wanted to get into this field. But unfortunately, it doesn't happen that way. There are a lot of people who does their academics but fail to land up a data science job. What is happening? Why all these confusions? What is happening in the industry right now? All of these things will be discussed in this podcast. Presenting to you, episode number 4 of the 5 Blaze podcast. My name is Sajin Madhavan and I'll be the host for this show. As this is one of the most important topic that has to be covered, which is not being covered by most of the people out there, and as this topic is very special, we thought of bringing a special guest for this podcast. Yes. Hailing from a small village from the south of Tamil Nadu to winning the topmost award of 40 under 40 data scientist in the year 2020, his works to the data science community is amazing till now. Not only that, he has been a mentor and a super cool inspiration guy who teaches us to dream, go, and work beyond our dreams. He has appeared in TEDx and Josh Talks as well. And he is super famous in LinkedIn. And with due respect, I would like to welcome Mr. Vijay Praveen Maharajan to the show. To the show, Mr. Vijay. Thank you so much for having and taking your time out for us.
Thanks a lot, Sajin. Thanks a lot. It's my pleasure to be a part of this exciting podcast. And I'm really looking forward to interact with you, where we can give a lot of insights for many aspiring data scientists across the globe. So yeah, thanks again.
All right, Mr. Vijay. So before starting to the question answers, I just wanted to know the feeling that you got when you received the award of 40 under 40 data scientist. I mean, that's a great award, right? So many aspiring data scientists fail to get that award. So when you received that award, what was the first feeling that you got within? Can you explain me that, please?
Yeah, sure. So, I mean, to be honest, it was a dream come true moment because I am currently living in Germany. So I thought I wouldn't be one of the front runners for that particular award, which is given to Indians, particularly to Indians residing in India. It was something that I cannot even explain in words. And I went with my wife to receive that award, and I've said in multiple interviews, I mean she's my lucky charm, and to receive that award in front of her is something so beautiful. So was really nice experience, and I would advise the youngsters to go and look for opportunities. I mean, even an award is an opportunity to me. So just keep knocking at the doors, and for sure, you will be recognized at the right time, at the right point in your career. So just keep going.
Wow, nice. What advice from your side as you are currently working as a data scientist in Siemens in Germany itself? So what advice would you like to give to aspiring data scientists?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so for us, for the aspiring data scientists, I would just say keep learning. I mean, learning should always be there, and particularly I feel like data science is an ocean, so there are a lot to learn. So never stop learning, and don't have a target in your mind. Let's say you have to get on to a job by this time or that time. So don't fix a time frame to this data science domain, because it's always tricky. And particularly with this COVID times pulling us back, I would suggest them to just sit, relax, and upskill them, their expertise. So I would advise them to work on their coding skills. I would advise them to work on their mathematics background, let's say statistics, and then just be proactive and with the fresh mindset and not think about the end result.
So as we say, no, fitness, as we say, fitness is a journey, not a destination. Yeah. Similar to that, data science is a journey, not a destination. So we have to keep on learning every day. Absolutely. That's great. So next question would be like, as a fresher, so we all know like data science is booming so much in the industry right now, and almost like all the companies are investing so much of money into this particular sector. So as there are many academics or as there are many multiple courses available in the market right now, so as someone who is not affordable or not financially well to afford for these courses, what would you suggest them to? I mean, everything is available on the YouTube, right? So like, can you tell a guided or a proper structured way of studying how they can get started with the data science? That's a structured way. Could you explain that, please?
Okay. So, I mean, I was about to say YouTube for your question, but you said it right. So most of the contents are available on internet and most of the contents are available on YouTube. So I would say YouTube is one of the best sources for data science to kickstart your data science career. And I mean, you don't have to blame your financial situation for not looking into YouTube. So, regarding structure, data science, it's, I mean, you cannot pre-decide or prejudge on certain structures because people jump from various domains. So let's say people with mathematics background, they can simply focus on coding skills or they can simply focus on writing models and algorithms. Whereas people who doesn't have a proper math background, they need to focus on mathematics. So as I said at the beginning, it's a journey. So you need to look at certain things that you need to ramp up. So one being your coding skills, especially Python coding skill. I'm not against R programming language, but R is mostly for academicians in my perspective. Because being in the industry for close to 7 years now, I see Python is everywhere in all the industries. I speak to a lot of data scientists, I speak to a lot of HRs, and I see Python everywhere. So I suggest them to learn Python and mathematical background. Yes, it's good to have that math background. So not a lot of people are really strong in mathematics. And some can argue that, I mean, for data science, I don't really use maths at all. But to be honest, if you dig deeper into it, your analytical thinking, your skills, the way you approach problems, it can help you there. So it's good to have a solid math background. It's good to have a solid Python skills. And then you can slowly start learning this algorithms or let's say building models or understanding the process. So it doesn't have a sort of a frame around it, but it is up to you. It is up to an individual to focus on where he needs more knowledge and more efforts to be more time to spend on.
So on the structural format, can we say like first we have to be very good at the coding part, and on the next phase we should be good at our mathematical skills, and the next phase we should be comfortable on a machine learning algorithm, and the journey goes on like that. Journey goes on like that. So is that the right way to do that, Vijay?
Yes.
Absolutely. Yes. Great. So speaking on terms of how mathematics is very crucial for a data scientist to know. So on the industry perspective, if you're speaking on the industry perspective, how do you think mathematics is so important? Like, what is the significance of mathematics in the as per the industry standard?
So mathematics and its significance in industries depends on domain to domain. So let's say, let's take myself. I mean, like I work with Siemens Mobility, where we mainly deal with data from trains. So high speed trains or locomotives or fleets of trains. So here we don't do a lot of math as such, but there are a lot of firms, let's say financial industries like banking sectors, they do a lot of math. And it depends on the companies and also how they invest, how much they invest on their R&D. So you cannot again generalize this question, but yeah, for sure it's good to have a good math background so that whenever there is a problem, it always helps you.
So can we say like mathematics is mostly used on the research area? Can we say like that?
For certain business cases which involves certain analytical thinking or which involves you to solve certain problems, you sometimes need that. But in most other cases, it is highly research oriented. You're right.
Okay. So on your day-to-day perspective or on the basis of your day-to-day work, like you said, you're working on rail networking, right? I mean, on the regarding the trains and on the railway industry. So yeah. I'm curious about like what are the day-to-day challenges that you're facing, and also it would be great if you could explain in simple terms to the audience like what particular problem statement that you're working currently.
Not really sure whether I can speak out the business cases, but I'll try to anonymize the customers and I'll try to give you an overview. Then Siemens has a really good brand value. We Siemens Mobility, we work in across the borders. I mean, we have our presence on more than 150 countries in the world. So what we do is we work on certain predictions. So predictions in the sense we predict the component failures. So trains are not just about passengers and traveling from one place to another.
Yeah, exactly.
So trains we have a lot of components like compressors, doors, fans, and a lot of sensors. So what we do is we do the prediction of the components getting failed. And let's say we predict trains that are getting late. So trains that are getting late is so serious in London. I mean, imagine in London there is a metro for every 2 minutes.
Wow.
So if a train is late by 30 seconds or 20 seconds, it is gonna be a catastrophe.
Yeah.
So things like these can be predicted with a lot of data. So we do that, and the challenges that we face are numerous. So let's say the data collected from the train are not always unique and not always clean.
Exactly.
Because many different vendors, they use trains from 50s, 60s, or let's say 70s. Even in India, we use trains from the British period.
Exactly.
So to collect the data from these trains and to process it, it's a humongous process. So these are some sort of challenges. Yes.
Can this be implemented into the Indian railways? Is that possible? I think that is no, because Indian trains never run on time, except the metro ones. Any possibilities? Just curious to know.
Yeah. I mean, Siemens are also in close cooperation with the Indian government as well at the moment.
Wow.
And you can expect some real good news in the coming days, in the coming years.
That's great. So the next question. So how do you think coding is important in the field of data science?
I'm someone from non-coding background. So I would say it's really important for you to sustain in the data science industry. I mean, there are always people who say you can survive without coding. I'm just opposite to their views. So I would say one needs a solid programming language. Let's say someone who is really good at Python can do a lot better stuff than the non-coding guys. So it's good to have some sort of coding background with you, there is always,
as we know, Python is rolling the market world right now. It's like it's been used everywhere. So as per Vijay, yes, Python skill is very mandatory. Exactly. So is there any possibility of Julia replacing Python?
This thing, one replacing another. So you can always expect any particular language that can topple Python at any point of time. And it needs some time. So right now the Python community is really strong. I mean, you can get any sort of support or help from Quora or from Python community. So Julia needs some time. I mean, their community needs to be there up against Python. It takes time. But for sure, as I said, one can be replaced by another by a fraction of a second. So you can expect that.
All right. So the next question is like a generic question, Vijay. And many people, I think most of the people will be having or facing this situation. So the question goes like this. So he has a total of 7 years in IT, total 7 years of IT experience, and he took a break for three years. So in that break time, he did a course from analytics from a reputed college, and it was a 1 year course. And once after the course is completed, he's not able to find a entry level analytics job. And even if he's able to find out any of the entry level analytics job, the salary that he is getting or is going to get is very much less compared to the salary which he was getting previously in his previous job. So he's like quite confused what to do right now. So what option or what suggestion you could give to those kind of people?
So a lot of people come out this way. They want to switch from IT industry or let's say core industry to data science in just fraction of days. But it doesn't work that way. So imagine the competition outside. So there are a lot of people who are doing masters in data science, who are doing masters in abroad in data science specialization. And there are also people who take up PhD in data science. So, and what about them? So it's all about the competition out there. So you cannot simply quote your previous experience of 7 years in IT. That doesn't relate with data science. So it won't work that way. So for you to jump into data science, you need to spend years. I mean, you are someone specialized in IT, and for you to jump into data science, it's a process. As I said, you should have thought well before quitting that previous job. So you should have invested a lot of time during weekends or in the evenings to get yourself groomed in data science. So let's say doing a lot of pet projects, storing a lot of pet projects in GitHub repository, ramping up your LinkedIn profiles, investing a lot of time in data science, reading data science articles and blogs. So it's a process. So it's not just about taking up 1 year course and just trying to find a job. And definitely salary wise, you will not be in par with the others because you had work experience which is completely irrelevant to data science. The reason why you shifted to data science is just because it's a buzzword, it's everywhere, and you wanted to earn a shitload of money. But it doesn't happen that way. So it's a process, and for you it would have been a lot easier if you would have got a project internally. For sure, there are a lot of companies which has data science, which has data science divisions internally. So I would suggest people to not quit their current jobs and to look for openings or look for little projects internally before thinking about quitting, because the competition outside is really huge. And I'm really sorry for such people who just quit and do a 1 year course or a 2 year course and expect a miracle.
So people who is going to quit their job to study analytics, please have a second thought. That was a great answer, Vijay.
Yep.
The next question is like, as per the current market, what are the mandatory skills that a data scientist should have?
Skill sets wise, I mean, like I said, Python is one important, you can call it the heart of data science. And SQL skills, SQL skills, and a good bit of Amazon Web Services, because nowadays a lot of companies are moving into cloud environment. So it's good to have some basics of AWS, and also some data viz tools like Tableau, Spotfire, or Power BI, any of these visualization tools as well.
All right. So basic skill sets, Python, or we can say it as a programming language, any of the programming language, preferably Python. Second, he should be having knowledge in SQL. Third, he should be knowledge. He should be having knowledge on AWS. Fourth, he should be having knowledge on machine learning. Most of the people in LinkedIn try to maximize their network connection to gather more opportunities for themselves. And possibly LinkedIn can be said as the next professional platform. Now people has stopped using Facebook. So they started using Instagram, because that's that is giving interesting contents than Facebook. So people have started using Instagram. So after a while, we can say after like 3 to 4 years, LinkedIn will be the most used professional network. I mean, it is currently it's been the most professionally being used. It is the most professionally being used website. So you have hit a milestone of 30k. You have crossed 30k connections in your LinkedIn, and nobody can send you connection triggers as of now because they have stopped it. The LinkedIn has stopped it. So what was the what was the LinkedIn secret, or what was the ingredient that you put it into your LinkedIn profile to gather more people to follow you? What was that secret? Could you share it with us, please?
So I mean, people look at the number of connections that I have currently, but as I said, I take everything as a process. So I see everything as a process. So for me, the LinkedIn journey started way back in 2014. So when I was doing my master's, I just jumped into LinkedIn, and I was using it as a tool to look out for jobs initially, because I'm new to Germany. It's a foreign land. Things are new to me. So I just wanted to make use of this professional network, where I can portray about what skills that I have, where am I good at. So that's how it all started. And then over the period of time, I started writing micro snippets, micro blogs, articles, and I started sharing a lot of motivational content.
A big motivator.
But at the beginning, it was very, at the beginning, it was very, absurd. Not a lot of responses, and nobody was keen on the contents that I wrote, but slowly it started picking up, and as I said, it's 6 years of journey. So it started in 2014. It doesn't mean that I jump into LinkedIn every single day. So there will be some breaks occasionally. There will be some time off for my personal life, but it is a long journey. So one should be trusting in the process to achieve something. It's the same for your career as well. So like LinkedIn, if you want to become a really good data scientist, believe the process. So like the other question was about 7 years of experience in IT. So just do the same in data science for 7 years. Then for sure you will be the next big thing that the world is looking for.
All right. So any tips you would like to give for the people who are new to LinkedIn? Anyways, let me, before Vijay giving answer to that, let me tell you my views on that. So I also have started my LinkedIn journey before 3 months. I mean, I have started using LinkedIn extensively before 3 months. And before that, I just had an account. I did not have even 100 connections. So what I did is like, I started posting LinkedIn articles, I mean, data science articles on LinkedIn, and as Vijay said, first initial days, there was no response. I used to post many data science articles. There was zero, you know, zero responses. But the views of the post would be going like from 250 to 300 or 400, something like that. But I was not getting any likes or comments. So I was quite upset. But again, as Vijay said, trusting the process, I kept on putting the stuff. So it, when I crossed like 30, 35 days, I started getting the responses. And that helped me to put more contents onto the LinkedIn. And yes, my LinkedIn got clicked. Now I have around 4,500 connections. And I hope so soon I'll also get good number of connections. I mean, LinkedIn is a way of getting a lot of opportunities, guys. Trust me, you will get a lot of opportunities from LinkedIn. Make use of LinkedIn in a very perfect way. Do you agree to my point, Vijay?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, LinkedIn is not just a tool to look for jobs. Here you can meet interesting people, you can learn a lot of inspiring stories, you can get connected with a lot
absolutely.
Of
and
lovely professionals.
Yeah, so just absolutely. And that is how I got contacted with Vijay through LinkedIn. So yes, thank you LinkedIn for that. So as I said earlier, an entry level people is finding quite difficult to get a data analytics job, right? So what steps they can take, or what any steps that they can take, or what they can put up in their resume to get selected for the interview process, or to get selected for the interview itself? Because as of now, many people are saying, I have graduated this course, but I'm not getting any projects because I don't have any industry experience in analytics. Even though they have IT experience, they doesn't have analytics experience. So for those people, what should they do exactly to get into a role in analytics itself? What do you suggest?
So for people who are looking out for jobs in data analytics, as I said at the beginning, they are competing with a lot of data science master students, data science PhD holders. So they should be up on their feet really quickly, and they should be having a solid CV with all the expertise that a job description has. And on top of it, they need a really good LinkedIn profile. So that is also super important. And of course, a GitHub repository where they can store all their code snippets. So be it any industrial problem, so they can grab some from Kaggle or let's say from any other open source. They can start writing code snippets, store it in a GitHub repository, and can use it to send applications. So the HR or the hiring managers might look at those GitHub repositories, GitHub code, and that could well be a compelling reason for someone to land in a job. And maybe for freshers, they can look for internships. I mean, right now, don't look at money. Money, as I said, it's a process. So trust the process. Money is just a byproduct of what you are and what skills do you have. So you can always earn money later. But first, try to do the basics right. And try to get an internship, even if it is an unpaid or extremely low paid internship. Grab it, do it well. Convert it into a permanent role, and for sure you will be paid less at the beginning. As I said, the competition is really high, so you cannot blame the industries because they have a pool of students where they can pick from. So obviously they will be paying low at the beginning, but for sure if you prove your worth, then you can earn shitload of money later on.
Great,
trust me.
So as a fresher, which platform they can use to gather internships or get internships, which is the best way to get? Okay, let me rephrase the question. Which is the best way for a fresher to get an internship offer?
Internships, it varies from countries to countries. Like in Germany, LinkedIn is a good source. Stepstone is a good source. And a lot of job fairs. In person is a good source, but in India you can find it on Internshala or a lot of internship platforms are there. And of course you can also use LinkedIn. I mean, nowadays I see a lot of Indians started using LinkedIn, which is a good sign, particularly a lot of people from south of India started using more LinkedIn, which is always a good sign for a progressive state or a nation. So just look out for opportunities everywhere. Just look out for job fairs or career fairs or any traineeship from industries. Get connected with a lot of tech blogs and news.
So this question is like a funny question, Vijay. I'm not sure who has given this question, but this question is really funny. Whether a data scientist job will be automated or not.
Okay. For sure, there will be a data scientist who needs to automate that. So for sure, you can aim for that job. So there is always this process of automating stuff going around in every industry. So even if the data science job itself has to be automated, it has to be done by another data scientist. So you can be that person. So there is always a room for.
And he has also mentioned another question below that. So will data scientist job will be taken up by machines? Which is like an absurd question. Oh my God, that guy is really great.
I don't think so. I mean, machine replacing humans completely will never happen, because at the end of the day, at the end of the day, there will be someone monitoring and there will be people who needs that expertise to monitor that. I mean, one cannot simply sit in front of computer and I mean, you have to know the basics. You need to know what's wrong with the system or what's wrong when something fails. So as long as machines can never outsmart a human, jobs will be there and you can.
That's amazing. So we can't, or we don't have to fear for Terminator right now coming and attacking us. We are safe. Or else Linda Hamilton has to fly from US and, you know, she has to come and save us. Which programming language is often used in the industry? Obviously, the answer is Python. So he is asking like how much knowledge he has to gather on R in terms of industry wise. So how important is R when compared to Python? So that is his question actually.
R, as I said at the beginning, it's more of an academic tool. So if you are looking out for a PhD or a postdoc, or if you are want to work in research and development wing of any particular industry, you can prefer R. But as far as I know, most of the industries prefer Python, and some Julia, or maybe in certain instances even another languages as well. But I would say R, I mean, investing a lot of time into R, this is not so good. From an industry perspective, you can simply focus on Python.
So one final question to end this podcast. What suggestion or ideas that you will give to an aspiring data scientist in the industry right now, or any aspiring data scientist?
So just look out for opportunities, start looking at industrial problems. So there are a lot of platforms that provide that. So for instance, you can look at Kaggle, you can look at a lot of open sources that are available. Try solving them, put it in a GitHub repository, look out for an internship. I mean, if it is hard looking for a job, then why not? Even if it is an internship, just give it a try, give your best, and never stop learning. So that's the important thing. So keep going, and I wish all the very best for
the data science consistency too. Learning and the consistency, that never should go, right?
Yes,
perfect.
Exactly. Yep. Yeah, you have to be consistent. You have to be consistent in order to dream of a well-paid data science job. It's not just about others are doing that and he is doing that and she is doing that. It's about how well you can do that. Then things could change and you can end up
amazing. Amazing, Vijay.
Paid a lot.
Great. That was a great podcast. So to the audience out here, please do check out his LinkedIn profile. He is having an amazing LinkedIn profile. It was a great learning from you. It was a great experience talking to you. And thank you so much for your time. Thank you so much for your, in spite of having a busy schedule, thank you so much for giving us your valuable time and your valuable learning and your valuable information passing on to us. Thank you so much, Vijay. And stay tuned for more. We'll hit you back. Thank you so much. Bye-bye, guys.